What We Keep by Elizabeth Berg. Read by Stephanie Roberts. Disc 1.
China decorates our table. Funny how the cracks don't seem to show. You're right next to me. But I need an airplane. I can feel the distance getting close. From China by Tori Amos. Outside the airplane window, the clouds are thick and rippled, unbroken as acres of land. They are suffused with peach-colored early morning sun, gilded at the edges. Across the aisle, a man is taking a picture of them. Even the pilot couldn't keep still. "Folks," he just said, "we've got quite a sunrise out there. Might want to have a look." I like it when pilots make such comments. It lets me know they're awake. Whenever I see a sight like these clouds, I think maybe everyone is wrong. Maybe you can walk on air. Maybe we should just try. Everything could have changed without our noticing. Laws of physics, I mean. Why not? I want it to be true that such miracles occur. I want to stop the plane, put the kickstand down, and have us all file out there, shrugging airline claustrophobia off our shoulders. I want us to be able to breathe easily this high up, to walk on clouds as if we were angels, to point out our houses to each other, way, way, way down there, and there, and there. How proud we would suddenly feel about where we live, how tender toward everything that's ours, our mixmasters resting on kitchen counters, our children wearing the socks we bought them and going about children's business, our mail lying on our desks, our gardens tilled and expectant. It seems to me it would